Everybody, while you're waiting for everybody else to come in here, type in the chat the one thing that stood out from everything else from this weekend. What was the thing that was like, that was amazing? That got me. That was the wake-up call. Too many to pick one. Okay. Bulls Friday night. Infinite possibilities of the creator meditation. Seeing my CL emerge more, accept it. Comfort in the bragging circle, love that. Okay, I'll try to pick one. Name, shame, and third chakra lower self integration. Nice. Friday night bowls, big Y lecture. I need to continue third chakra focus, maintaining my sense of agency. I love that. Who's the agency person? That's that. I can't even find that again. All right, the bowls and meditations.
It was Heather. Heather.
Oh, hey, Heather. All right. I love it. That's like a, that was like, I can't remember which business guy uses that term. Third chakra. It's like your agency. I love that term. I don't use it, but it's a great one for the third chakra. Transformation that I, classmates are experiencing. Nice. LMT1 teachers loved us. Ah, I did the bracket circle. Bowls, Friday meditations today. All of them. First time feeling of real power through the crystal bowls. Chart work. Nice. Touching my heart in a new way. What we have. That we have a one deliverable, that we deliver in many ways. Love it, yeah. Don't feel like I'm being shoved in a box. Good. There are just too many. The creator meditation was very telling. I'm so much more than I imagined. Nice. Bowls. It's amazing. Okay, you guys are awesome. So, how are we doing here? 49, we're still missing a class. Well, let's just start with, I know you all shared, you know, some of the things that are amazing, chart work, divine power. Who would like to share the experience you had in either your healing? You all did some killer healings this weekend, right? So you got the spinal, which is totally face down knockout punch right there. That's a deep one. That puts you in the alt, in the no time, no space place, sometimes for the first time ever. The second years were doing the, what were the second years doing? The
stress relief.
Stress relieving healing, yes, all the endocrine system. That one's another one that takes you deep and going deep. And the third years, they were doing which one? What were we doing in the third year?
What was rebuilding.
Chakra rebuild.
Oh my God, that you have to actually, oftentimes it's such a powerful healing that you literally have to leave your body to allow it to happen. And then you come back in afterward and it's sort of like that jolt of coming in and out. I'd like anybody to share like what it felt like to do the healing or when maybe the meditation this morning, something that was sort of unfathomable to you. Just like this amazing thing that you were done. Sydney, you're up in the left-hand corner right up there. I don't know why, but it seems like, how about you share? What did you have, Sydney?
Me? Oh, so many different things. The Friday night, the bowls, I was just sharing this in the smaller group, the bowls for the third chakra, I literally had this like baptism, and I wasn't baptized, so image that came very, I just felt incredibly held. It felt very sacred, and that was just beautiful. I just want to say, completely diverging to the first and second years, I've just been thinking, looking at all my classmates now and how beautiful this year, this third year is, and thinking about classmates who aren't with us still, who didn't keep the journey going, and feeling sad that some of them aren't, I just, you know, I'm like, oh my God, it's just so wonderful. So I just want to send to all of you guys this hope that no matter what gets thrown your way, or your level of resistance or confusion or revelation or whatever, that you just keep coming, because the third year is just amazing. Okay, I'm done.
And wait till you get to grad.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, every year. And so just so you all are aware, I've been going to class for 20 years. Okay, this is what it looks like after 20 years of being a total crazy person every year and upping your energy every year. It looks like just, you know, it's just as human, just as fallible, just as problem, but the level of enthusiasm you build, like Sydney was feeling there, it's like, oh my God, every year it just builds and builds and builds. And the longer you do the work, you know, and then after, I mean, my goal of the 3-year program is after 3 years, it becomes a habit to do this type of work, to work up through your chakras, to release things out, and then bring the consciousness back in. Those first years haven't gotten a, you know, seventh chakra yet. When you get to the fifth weekend, it's like confusing, and then you get to seventh chakra, it's like, oh, that's what I was doing here. But you learn this is a process. So anyway, thank you, Sydney, for that. That's awesome. Let's see. How about Mary Jane? You're up at the top there too. What do you got? What great experience can you share with anybody?
There were a lot. I would say one of them was the creator meditation. Yeah. And it just, I was like out of my body. I was just like completely out of my body. And I felt a familiar feeling that I have felt before. And it's when the sun shines down on you, I yeah. just feel like it just energizes my whole body. And there yeah. are times when I walk slower into the office or slower anywhere, just to feel that feeling of the sun like charging me, and it makes me feel strong. And so nice. When I went into the creator meditation, it was like so yellow. I covered my eyes, you know, like you said, if you have something, cover your eyes. And it was yellow. I mean, it was just like super yellow. And then I saw a heart, and in the center of the heart was even brighter yellow. It was just like, this is just this, like amazing. And then I said, okay, so what, you know, what I said is peace and happiness was my thing going into the yeah. meditation. And so I said, okay, so show me a sign. And so the signs were all of the things that I do that make me happy and bring me joy. And they were all these things, you know? And so I said, well, okay, you know, I'm like, give me an anchor. And then I heard the word kindness. And so when I heard that, it was just like, how can it be that simple, you know? And, but it was just this amazing thing. And the chart work and people, the way they see me, it's like,
well, now hold on. Trying... Don't get off track here. So I'm going to make it even simpler for you. Okay. When you got the huge yellow third chakra, you literally were, you got the experience of a third chakra, and then the heart came and it had that, it was made of that light. It was made, and in the center of it was the yellow light. So you didn't need a sign. You are a person who does. Love is an action for you. The third chakra comes through your heart, right? You didn't need a sign. It gave you a sign because it was like, okay, you're not paying attention. That was your sign. That was like, oh my God, that's what it feels like. I love to do and give. That's why when the sun hits you and you're just like, I'm so energized. And what do you do with your energy? You love people. And so that energy comes right up into your heart. And what you do is give your love. And now that's actually, you don't have, I mean, you've got a little team player in there for sure. You're that strong, knowledgeable achiever in there, but that team player in you, that's what the team player has. So it's team player weekend. You experienced exactly, and you live your life like a team player. Everything you do is for other people. And you, and so of course we always say the knowledgeable achievers and the charismatic leaders are better team players than the team players. So you had, you actually experienced what a team player is. A team player is one big yellow field of giving, right?
Yeah.
And they connect it. The way I love is I give. So these two things are bonded together. And you could see that yours was by choice. You choose to bring that yellow into your heart and then give it out. That's so beautiful, Mary Jane. You didn't need to, sometimes yeah, when you go to, by the time you ask for a sign, you've probably already gotten it. Next time say, okay, I don't need a sign. I just want to interpret. I just want guidance on what I've already gotten. Cause that was so beautiful. And that's exactly what is going on in a team player. When a team player is in their core, that's what feels like. There's this big yellow giving, you know, doing thing that amazing. Just comes right through the heart. I love it. Thank you for sharing. I called on you. That's awesome. Okay. Let's see. I called on Cindy also before. What's up? Nancy, if you turn your camera away from you, it doesn't mean I'm not going to call on you. come on, Nancy. Why don't you share something this weekend? Come on. You don't have to if you don't feel like it, but you're welcome to come on.
Why don't we let Jen talk?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. I spoke a lot, but thank you, Reese. And good observation.
Love it.
Okay. I just love, I loved the bowls. That was my favorite part of the whole weekend.
Nice. Is she, yeah. Does she have her own camera or is she? Just talking in the back.
No, I'm over here.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Oh, I got you. All right, there it is. Okay, nice. You love the bowls. And so what happened with the bowls?
There was one, let me grab my notebook. It'll take me 2 seconds.
No, wait, wait. It'll
take me
just
a second. Wait.
Knowledgeable achievers.
What happened?
Wait, Jen, hold on one sec. Close the book. Okay, tell me, just you and me right here. Nobody else is listening. Everybody else, hold your ears. Okay, tell me when you were having those experiences with the crystal balls. Just tell me what it was like for you.
It was amazing. There was, they were different for each of the bowls.
And yeah, which is fine. So which things stood out for you? Help us feel what you felt.
There was a lot of clarity and calm. And
how do you know calm?
How do I know calm?
Where did you sense clarity? Was calm all the way down your arms, in your legs? Was it in your belly? Where was calm?
Mostly up here.
Okay, so the brain was calm.
And the base of the brain and the pineal gland, it's always in my head. Not always, but
that's okay. That's totally awesome. You've got the knowledgeable achiever like nobody else. And the knowledgeable achiever has that pineal and aha point working all day long. And yet they don't have to be working all day long. They can just be peaceful, right? What a beautiful, like you were, your brain was peaceful.
Yes.
And that's don't check with her. Helpful. You can do this. All right. So you're doing great. Okay. And now another bowl. What was some other part of it? So you had one that was peaceful in there. What else happened?
There was a lot of heavy weight in my heart chakra and thymus.
Okay. All right. So that was sort of like reminding you that there's some work to do still. Okay.
Really?
There was one that I
felt like I was cooking from the inside. It was like having
a that one sounds like a good one.
But not.
Oh, so tell me, where did the heat start? Don't have to read your book. Just tell me. Just feel it.
It was really all over. It was just like cooking. And it was
all of a sudden you started
sweaty. And I thought maybe it was warm in the room, and then but it didn't, it went away after the next bowl.
The bowl stops playing and all of a sudden you're back. Right. It's like all of a sudden you're vibrating and the bowl stops playing. Okay. And do you remember which chakra it was? Then you can look in your book if you want to see.
Okay.
That's a fun one. So where's your heat?
It was the inner light point. So it was the fifth bowl you played in, it was the inner light point, the pineal.
Okay, so your pineal and your aha point totally relaxed. And then your pineal, which is sort of like the brilliance of the knowledgeable achiever, right? Gave you like this fire, right? All of a sudden that point says, this is what brings you the most passion. Your genius brings you passion. That's awesome. What an incredible gift. And as a really strong, knowledgeable achiever, that's a really incredible awareness. Knowledgeable achievers are incredibly passionate about their visions, right?
Wow, I believe that.
Yeah, of course, because every time you have a vision, you get really passionate. Yeah. And so that freedom, that peacefulness that those were having, what if that were the vision? Like, my life could just be more peaceful. I could get passionate about peacefulness. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me go get my book.
Well, no, it's all good. It's all good. But it's like you're doing so well, Jen. You're starting to feel them deeper. You're going in. I love it. I so love it.
The power bowl was number six. Remember when you said like feel your power?
That was the power bowl. So it's the sixth chakra?
Yeah.
Or bowl number six.
The sixth chakra. It was the second bowl you played, the sixth chakra.
Okay. Yeah.
And it just kept going back and like, let's see, between the base of my skull and my third eye, it just kept going back and forth. The whole time you were playing.
And that's your power zone, right? That's where peace comes in. That's where the power is. You know, that's it. You notice everything was up here until the pineal woke up, which is the highest point in your system. And then your whole body said, yeah. That's what I love. I love that passion. Nice, that vision. Okay, wow. Thank you, Jen. You're awesome.
You. Cool.
Okay, all right. So so I just want to check in with some folks. Just get a little more feel. And I've got a little wrap up here to do. I'm gonna play the bowl. I played on Friday night. So you can all do that. And I'm going to take you through a little bit of a meditation. Let me see if I can actually pull this off. Do two things at once. I don't know if it's, Carol's going to say, Reese, you can't do two things at once. All right, let's see. All right, so if I play this, can you all hear this?
Creator?
Oh, that's not what I was after. Wait a minute. Here we go. Jean, can you hear that? Thumbs up? Okay, good. All right, so Friday night, the bowls I played, the big ones were the spiritual life purpose bowl. So what I want you to do right now is I want everybody to close their eyes. We're gonna take you on a little visual here. Back, close your eyes. sorry, this was the bowl I played for the healing on Saturday night. And so I want you to just take a deep breath in, and I want you to feel your place in your class with your classmates. Feel the energetic connection, like you're all holding hands, like you're somehow feeling that deeper awareness that you're all in this together somehow. Feel how nice it is to be lifted up by all that energy. Sum of the parts is infinitely greater than the individual parts. And then expand that circle of love out to the whole school. And feel not only your place and what you're here within your class to bring, but what are you here to bring to the entire student body, to the entire school and history of the school, all the people that have been through it. You were called here to share something, be something. What is that? What might that be? Now take another deep breath in. Think about if you could become or create anything within yourself, what would you create? Breathe into that. It that if you achieve that, you would be able to contribute here in the school and in your life, that you currently feel like, I'd like to do more of that, I'd like to make a difference like this. Ask yourself, is there any way that you could bring more of you into this work? Is there any part of you that you've been holding out? Is there any part of your divine gifts of creativity, compassion, your vision of life, what inspires you, and your love? Is there any way you've held any of that out and you could bring more of that to you and to the work you're doing here of consciousness and transformation? Ultimately, whatever you learn to contribute and give of yourself here is a dry run for what you're going to be doing in the world for the next 30, 40, 50 years, depending on how much time you have. It's going to fill you and fulfill you. And so as we sort of finish this up, feel your heart. Let it just feel it pulsing and how it is always connected to the people you love, and feel how that heart gently, naturally, effortlessly connects to to your classmates, your teachers. And feel it and your soul quality just radiating out. Filling your room and also the space between all of us with beautiful light. And just sit with that. Sit with how nice it is to be held, to be loved, able to give and receive healings, to share the craziest part of you and know that everybody's gonna love that about you. Take a deep breath in and come on back. All right. So, just before I do our little PowerPoint wrap up here, just look around, just click to both screens. Take a look at all these crazy people. And if you have your computer off or your screen off, turn it on. Look at all these people. Look in their eyes. What is going on in there? Look at how soft they are at the end of the weekend here. If you look in their eyes at the beginning of the weekend, they're like, I'm here, I'm totally here, I'm don't have to do the work. At the end of the weekend, they're like, huh, what's happening? What are we doing here? That's love in the eyes. That's what love looks like. Happiness. And sometimes confusion. So quick little wrap up on the weekend. So chakra 3, the servant of purpose. Servant of the profiles, destiny, from the, if your chakras serve, if your actions serve your soul qualities, they have power. When they serve your vows, they exhaust you, and there's pain in that. It's a center of integrity, where you consciously choose your actions rather than letting your vows choose them for you. You feel what you want, and you build the world that you literally, your third chakra is a builder, and it'll build the world you want, but it has to be done with conscious action. Center of rituals. We gave you a bunch of rituals this weekend. Everything we give you is a ritual, right? Not just the exercises we do, but the healings, the connection, the way you share in class, that's a ritual. That's a practice. Being special, I know we talked about that at the beginning, and just remembering that there's nothing you can do that makes you special. And when you start letting go of that, that's the surrender part. You are special. And I know it's like, but what does special do? Special doesn't do anything. Special just radiates your flavor, your brand. You've got this flavor of you. That's what is special about you. What you do is incidental. Study yourself and be pleasantly surprised by what you find. This is just so important in that the actions, watch your actions. Ask yourself, why did I do that? And then be amazed by the fact that, wow, I did that for absolutely no good reason. Tape your freedom statements to your mirror and meditate. Do the long meditations that I give you. Practice staying there, because you notice that often when we're doing the meditations, you don't actually hit that depth until like 30 minutes. you know, 30 or 40 minutes, and then the healing's only 10 more minutes long, but that 10 minutes lasts an eternity. So important to stick with that. And when you get those soul emotions, like that power you got this weekend, practice that, feel that. Do the creative meditation every day this month, and any ones that you can remember, use those to be the, to create. Okay, so we talked about power this weekend. You have to just, this is the reminder. You know, the soldiers of Rome put Jesus to death because he represented the one thing that will make their power useless: consciousness. Okay, there's no power in the world right now. No government, no corporation, nothing is made of power. It's made of ego. Okay, that's not power. Power is consciousness. We need to shift our society from the biggest dick as president to having the most spiritual, the most aligned person be our leader, because they will have this compassion to unify the world rather than constantly trying to do whatever they do with it. Okay, religions, banks, governments, science, medicine, and the media are the latest evolution of the Roman Empire, are still killing the consciousness of humanity. So this is my only sort of like, you know, Facebook post. And we have to change this. We have to change this. It's we have to take back authentic power. In this course, we have to be aware that there's all that negativity going on out there and unconsciousness. But authentic power is true consciousness. Authentic power is when your personality, what you do, what your third chakra is doing, aligns with levels 3 and 4, your deeper purpose, the soul and life purpose gravity line, and stands for beauty, compassion, love, inner strength, surrender, forgiveness, and humbleness. Jennifer just explained what it feels like when she aligns with her pineal gland, which is the highest form of the knowledgeable achiever quality. Her body just comes on fire. She has this infinite furnace in her. Okay, this is what happens when you align with your truth. You have infinite, you're accessing energy that your body never accesses from the brain. The brain is really, you know, is very cold. Your energy system is huge. Power is energy formed by the intentions of the soul, guided by wisdom and conscious choice. This is real power. Empowered people cannot victimize another, ever. Never. No one gets killed with empowered people, ever. Empowered does not mean we can kill you or you can do what we tell you. Empowered means I am going to support you in being everything you can possibly be at every level in every country. And there wouldn't even be countries. Using force against another is not even part of their consciousness. Impossible. Authentic power effortlessly shapes light into a phase coherent beam, like it just focuses you. And it creates what's called a standing wave, which is what your body is. Your body represents, it is actually the representation of your soul in the physical form. The problem is that you've just been told not to appreciate it that way. Your power you see, from power you see karma as the result of resisting anything. A powerful person resists nothing. Why would they? If I'm powerful, I don't have a problem with the world being what it is. I only have a problem with the world being what it is and resist it when I don't feel like I'm in control, like I don't have power. It has the deep compassion for others, knowing the difficulty we all have being conscious. And this is really the truth. Consciousness, we are barely evolved to, you know, that, you know, I don't know when that, you know, it all shifted, the Garden of Eden shifted, but it wasn't that long ago for our species of humanity. Okay, and we're just catching on. The consciousness is this incredibly difficult thing because it's nothing you can point at or do. You have to actually feel it. And this is the shift we're making. We're making a shift from thinkers to feelers. There's no soul greater than any others. Gary Zukav talked about the multidimensional human being. Authentic power is the goal of our evolutionary process. It truly is. This power of your soul quality is the goal of our evolutionary experience, or you know, we may not have, you know, that much more time on the planet. Authentic power appears in the human realm when the personality and the soul are fully integrated. Oops, press the wrong button. Align intentions, thoughts, actions, personality, and emotions with the highest parts of ourselves. And the key is that power, it can never be bought, inherited, or hoarded. There's no money, there's no big houses, there's no yacht that ever has given anybody power, okay? It's what's in your heart. It's what you give. It's what you contribute. You will never get to the end of your life and think, God damn, I'm glad I had that yacht. But you will always, always feel all the contribution you made in the world to help other people open their hearts and be more of themselves. Humbly serving as called and surrendering to life is authentic power. This is it right here, folks. This is what we're working on. I work on this with you all the time. I'm taking you out of the chakras and the body through the chakras, right? We have to do these chakra healings. We have to use these chakras as portals to get to the center of your Taurus field. They're part of the Taurus field, but they're just the horizontal. They're the stuff of your life. When you go through a chakra, when I opened that door with the crystal bowls, what you're feeling is this. And then when you really feel it, like that, just sort of like that infinite amount of peace, you've accessed the soul itself. So I guess my last message to you, you know, before you go is, we have this exercise called the Extraordinary Power Process. We're not going to do it right now, but I want you to be aware that conscious choice is like taking what you got on Friday night. And you can just imagine you're doing this right now, because I'm not going to take the time to do a whole Extraordinary Power Process. Take what you experienced on Friday night and change the language in your head to say, I am going to replace every time I hear the word power or think the word power or say the word power, I will make that experience what I mean. Okay? And then just think about, how would your life change in a year if just changing that one word in your vocabulary, what would change? Who would you be attracted to? What would you see in people? How much power would you see in the people that are the contributors, the givers, the caretakers? How much more power would you see in other people if you actually felt that feeling in the universe? And then a year, 5 years, 10 years, what happens over time if you start changing your vocabulary to have words related to things you've experienced rather than what your parents told you it meant and what the school told you it meant and what the society told you it meant? Now, next weekend, we're doing the fourth and fifth chakra, where you're going to have to start doing that with every word that you speak. Every word you speak has to have in it you, not somebody else's idea, because you've been rented by schools, churches, corporations. You're rented, and you speak their language, you're creating for them. You need to bring this back. Each time you have a soul experience, it's coming through one of the chakras, one of these things, and it has a word with it. It has a power with it. It has something that can change everything about the way you perceive and create and manifest in the world. And even if you just say it, you know, you say you feel that feeling and you look at a little child and you say, oh my God, you're a super powerful person. And you're feeling that in them, they're going to feel their power. They won't feel some belief that, oh, a superhero is a superpower and they have to be like this, they have to be able to fly and lift 1,000,000 pounds. No, you'll be sharing a truth with them and they'll remember their truth when they get that. And then if you don't do that, if you just go back to just saying power, which is usually a dominance factor over other people, and using it that way, what does that create in your life going forward? That's what conscious choice means. When you're given an opportunity, you take it. You've had, at least most of you, at least 10 opportunities to change everything in your life. Remember I said in that video, if you change anything, it's part of the toroidal field, right? It changes everything. If you think you've changed things, you haven't changed anything. When you actually do the creative meditation and you change things, you're going to wake up and it's going to be a different world. And all of a sudden, someone's going to talk to you differently. Something's going to come to you differently. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by, like, oh my God, I actually made a shift in the field because now it feels different. And this is the goal of this work, to constantly be the creator of your life. Okay, so our last thing we're going to do here is we're going to dance, and then we're going to do our Om.
Hey man, where'd you get that lotion? Your skin's
All right. Well, maybe one more song. This one is for all of you because you are, whoops, that's not it. You are the world changers. Changers. Now keep standing up. I want everybody to, now that you've got your third chakra all intact, okay, I want everybody to show me your walk, okay? I want to be checking this out. Let me get my glasses on here. All right, so you're gonna walk like you have already achieved everything you ever wanted to achieve. It's just like, yeah, walk, get that walk. I want you to walk like you are everything that you were born to be. Everybody, come on, let me see that walk. I want to see everybody's walk here. Why are there no smiles? Why would you not be smiling if you achieved everything that you ever accomplished in your life? Okay, this is not serious business. There you go. That's it. Oh, now we're talking. There you go, Julia. Awesome. Awesome, Danielle. Love it. All right, Russell. Okay, now we're talking. Now let's see that walk. Come on, now we got everybody here. Patty, why aren't you walking? Come on, get up. Alice, what's happening? Get out there and make it happen, baby. Get that body moving. All right, okay. All right, everybody, come on back.
Reese, you gotta go work it, work it, work it.
Work it, baby. That's right.
Maggie looks good.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, you guys, this was a fun weekend. So as of 3 minutes from now, you're going to be shifting into the heart chakra and the fifth chakra, and you're just going to notice, a big shift, you know. So just start sort of like getting that going. Please be doing the 30-day. I mean, I shouldn't say please, just do the 30-day training, because you need that practice to feel it, to think through it, to see through it. You know, it also tweaks your, you got to go back and feel your vow and feel your freedom statement and feel your profile. That's where you learn the stuff. And there's no sort of like, oh, I did that last year. That was so last year. It's like, this work goes, you know, you got another probably maybe 100,000 years before you master this stuff, right? So let's just get started now. Okay, so let's have everybody up and there we go. Can't do this without my striker. Okay, so since we're going into the heart bowl, I've got a heart bowl here. So we're moving to the heart. So everybody stand up, get nice wide stance. Align yourself with that life purpose line. And then feel right from the physical life purpose point, right here, feel like we're standing in one massive circle, okay? And right in the center of that circle is a life purpose line that we all are spokes off of. When you come into a school like this, you, or really any organization, every organization has one, but just nobody knows about it, and they don't consciously become part of it and support it. So you've got this energy in the middle, and you are going to not only connect and create it, but you will then, as everybody comes in, like I said, the sum of the parts is always, when it comes to human, it comes to consciousness, the sum of the parts is infinitely more than the individual parts, you know. So just as you're doing this, feel that connection right from there, right out in the middle. If you want to sort of visualize that you're holding hands with everybody, that's a good way to do it. If you are actually being able to hold hands with people, that's good. Just feel that power, that infinitely effortless, gentle power that makes you a world changer and gives you a lust for life, a lust for life. All right, and now we're gonna do our own and we're gonna wrap up here, so. Oh.
Yeah, can we all unmute so we can hear everybody?
It turns into a nightmare.
Gotcha.
sadly, yeah. It would be great to hear everybody, but Zoom isn't quite ready for us. So, all right, everybody. Love you all. Have a wonderful transition from lower chakras to upper chakras, which is fun. And we'll be connecting. I'll be doing calls with the threes this time on the big Y. And I'm hoping to get together with all the classes just in smaller groups, just to keep you on track and sharing. So I look forward to connecting with you all soon, but enjoy this. Just feel what it feels like to be powerful. It's this feeling, it's this softness, it's this sort of like surrender to that. I'm just, you're amazing, you are just amazing as you are, and so appreciate all of you. So let's all give the teachers a big round of applause.
Yay.
Without them, this wouldn't be happening. So and they're so good and so caring and so beautifully there for you. And they're there for me too. So they are just, you know, such a pleasure to be around. And they just give. So such a wonderful
big thing. Round of applause for Reese.
Oh.
Yay. We wouldn't be here without you.
Right. I guess that's true. But thank you, everybody. This is really, really fun. And I look forward to seeing you in April. And before that for other things, but we'll have a lot of fun. And so enjoy. And you know, stay in touch with each other. Make sure you have a check-in buddy, all those sorts of fun things. And we'll
check-in buddies. No.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.